$12,615, Michelle and William Flowers seek a variance from the rear yard setback requirement for a proposed structure. Sections 115-25 and 115-183 of the Sussex County zoning code. The property is located on the northeast side of Mulberry Knoll at the intersection of Mulberry Knoll Road and East Sand Street. The 911 address is 20667 Mulberry Knoll Road, Lewis. The zoning district is AR1. The tax parcel is District 334, MAP 18, parcel 56. The applicant is seeking a 3-foot variance from the 20-foot rear yard setback requirement for a proposed sunroom and deck. We have 6 letters of support, 0 letters of opposition, and 0 mail return.
Good evening.
Good evening.
If you would please.
State your name and address for the record.
Michelle Flowers, and the Sussex County home is 20667 Mulberry Knoll Road, Lewis.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony about to give us the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I swear.
Thank you.
So just as a general introduction, I think I'm in the same situation as the gentleman before me. My husband and I are planning to move here, as this is our retirement home, in the next 2 years. And we are looking, it's a 1,200-square-foot home, so we're looking to expand it from a living space perspective by putting an enclosed porch and a deck on the back of the property. And from a configuration standpoint, we went over many different options with our contractor, and because we are septic and we are well, we can't go to the east side because of our well system, and it's aged, it's about 30 years old, and if it fails, we're gonna have to completely change it. And it's actually buried in our crawl space on the back, if you're looking at the woods on the back right. And on the other side is our, on the empty area, I guess, in the shaded spot there is where our septic is, and then our drain fields run along that open area there. So we don't have an option to build there either. So I guess from, if I look at the questions that you had made me or required me to fill out here, so I guess if we stayed within the setback, it would be a 12-foot deep room, which is just, it's not conducive to expanding our living space. It would be 13, we could go 13, but of course we would have a lot of waste from a wood perspective in these times. So the setback is currently our only issue. I don't know if you have the picture of our home when we bought it 2 years ago, but we definitely bought a fixer-upper. This is our before and after picture. So again, our goal was to have this be our forever home. So we've made a lot of improvements up to this point. And on the back side, we also have our dryer vent, so we can't go that way either on that side. So I think I'm ready for questions.
Does that complete your presentation?
Yes.
Okay. I've heard you state that 13 feet, you would be willing to go back to 13 feet?
Well, I would prefer not to. We designed it at 16 feet because that would give us 300 square feet.
Because if you came back to 13 feet, am I correct in saying that they wouldn't need that a variance for that?
It would appear that way. I mean, if this is 19 by 16, I presume 16 is the depth. Is that right?
16 is the depth, yes.
So projecting from the house.
Correct.
So if it was 19 by 13, then there would not be a need for a variance. And if the deck was 14 by 13, there would be no need for a variance.
I was told that my contractor said it would, but because of the overhang, because you have to count the overhang on the back of the enclosed porch.
You mean the roof overhang?
Yeah. Yes. Excuse me.
So?
A roof overhang can encroach 2 feet.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Okay. Wrong. I was wrong. So I'm back to.
So if you went back to your 13 feet, you wouldn't need this variance.
Correct. But the goal.
12, I don't understand the difference between 12 and 13, that foot. Can you explain to me how the difference between that foot? I understand the wood perspective of it, but how that in your living space, that foot Because you said you would go back, you'd be willing to go back to 13 feet.
Wait, I didn't state that, but can I restate it? Because that's not what I said. What I said was, I wouldn't have had to have come here and paid for the variance request. We had designed it at 16 feet, and then when he got all of the paperwork back, he had to sign with the setback.
I think the issue here is that one of the standards that you have to meet, two of the standards actually, one is that this cannot be developed in strict conformity with the code, and that it's the minimum variance to afford relief. And basically the way the law supposes is that if you can build it without a variance, you should do so. And I think that's one of the issues that we sometimes see with applicants when they come before the board is, and that's what you need to convince this board, is that there's some unique physical condition of this property that necessitates the need for that variance, and that's not been created by you. So I think, I suspect that may have been what the chairman was kind of hinting at, but those are standards you have to meet.
Well, I don't know. We designed it at 16 feet, I don't know. Because he's from Newcastle County and I'm from Newcastle County, and he's advised me that the setbacks weren't as strict. But it's based on the property as well, and each development on each house, etc. So that's how we designed it originally. And the goal and objective was to have the additional living space. That was the goal for the retirement home.
Ma'am, how many square feet is your existing house?
1,200.
So it's already a very small house, and you're proposing to add 300 square feet to the house?
Correct.
Which will take you up to 1,500?
Correct.
What kind of uses or plans do you have for this sunroom? What kinds of things do you plan on having a lot of people in there?
Well, right now we have a very, very small, tiny living room in the house. It's a bigger kind of a kitchen without an open floor plan. And we don't have any place. We have one couch and two chairs, so we can literally sit six people in our living space. So the intent of this area is to have a more livable living space with the TV and being able to move around in that room more so than we can in our current very tiny living space. Long term.
Ma'am, how did you know you had to be here?
How did I know? Because when we did the application, mm-hmm. It came back with a check mark in the setback box. So we had my contractor pulled the setback information, okay. And then we had the discussion, and then I spoke with my neighbors.
Okay. Alright.
And then I decided that it was worth the effort to come here.
So the permit was pulled, and
correct.
But the permit indicated that you had a setback issue. Mm-hmm.
That's correct.
Okay. Thank you.
So did you say that the issue with going to, I don't know what direction it is, but anyway, if you're looking at the house, going to the right is the dryer vent?
If you go to this right, is on this picture is where the well is. Right there is on the back side of the house is the well.
Okay, so on the back side is
the well. Yeah, not the side, but the back side.
Yep. So that prevents you from
in that direction, and then go in the other direction is the dryer vent, and then we also have the sewer and the drain fields over there.
So would the dryer vent sort of be where the proposed deck is gonna
correct.
Be?
Correct, yes.
Is the sunroom elevated?
It'll come right off of the height of the current home and the sliding glass door. Because what's showing on the picture was a rotted deck, so we had to remove that when we bought the
anybody in the property behind the home?
Yes, the back in the back. So we have very dense woods between our property and her property. And that was really one of the main reasons why we thought that it was worth pursuing as well, because we don't have neighbors behind us except for back in the back.
Other questions? Mr. Sharp?
Any HOA approval needed?
No.
And where are the, are there going to be steps off of the deck in the sunroom?
The steps off of the sunroom will come off right before the crawl space.
Is it going to project further into the rear yard from where the sun?
Oh, no.
Okay.
No, nothing's going to go.
So it'll be in the building envelope?
Yes.
Okay. All right. It wasn't on the drawing, because I just want to make sure we
yes,
captured.
The steps go that way in this way.
Okay. All right. And same thing for the deck. The steps off the deck will be in the building envelope as well?
Correct.
Okay. Great. Thank you.
And just for two of my supporting neighbors on one side, they have an enclosed porch that was grandfathered in that was built, I guess, before. I don't know, maybe without permit or long before the permitting was due. And then the property on our right side, they just completely took their house down and remodeled a couple of years before we had gotten there. And they had done some permitting for their property too. So I guess talking with them and talking with the neighbor behind me, I thought it was worth our while to pay the price and come before you today with our case.
Are there any further questions from the board? Is there anyone present who is in favor of this application? Is there anyone present who is in opposition of this application? Operator?
If there is anyone on the line in favor of or in opposition to this application, please dial 5-STAR. Again, if there is anyone on the line in favor of or in opposition to this application, please dial 5-STAR.
Thank you. If there are no further questions, I will close the public hearing and entertain a motion.
Mr. Chair, I move that we approve case 12615 for Michelle and William Flowers. I believe their requested variances will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood nor substantially impair the appropriate use or development of the adjacent property. I believe the variance represents the minimum necessary to afford relief.
Second.
Motion and a second. Mr. Corman?
Aye for the reason stated.
Mr. Hastings?
Aye for the reason stated.
Mr. Werfel?
Aye for the reason stated.
Dr. Carson?
Aye for my reasons.
I vote nay. With a vote of 4-1, case number 126515 has been approved.
Thank you.